The Allman Brothers Band on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That, of course, is Jessica coming from the LP Brothers and Sisters. And before that, we heard Blue Sky from the Eat a Peach record. At the top, we went back to Brothers and Sisters for Ramblin' Man, a song written by Dickie Betts. Dickie Betts, a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band, passing away on April 18th at the age of 80. Dickie Betts did stay with the Allman Brothers Band throughout its first run, the group breaking up around 1981 and then reuniting in the latter part of that decade in the shadow of a major deluxe box set. Betts continued with the Allman Brothers Band until 2000 when he was dismissed from the group, though he continued to play music until late in his life. He passed away on April 18th at the age of 80. Cause of death is said to be cancer as well as complications from COPD. And we are remembering Dickie Betts on this episode of Strange Currency. We'll hear some music from his solo career, also his work with the band Great Southern, and plenty of music from the Allman Brothers Band, including this tune from 1990's Seven Turns. This is the title cut. The Allman Brothers Band on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That, of course, is Seven Turns, coming from a 1990 LP of the same name. The Allman Brothers Band getting back together in the late 1980s and recording a series of records throughout the 1990s, many of them, or all of them, featuring Dickie Betts until he was dismissed from the band in 2000. Seven Turns ushered in a little bit of a different sound and a different era in the group's career. Betts bringing in guitarist and vocalist Warren Haynes from his solo band, as well as bass player Alan Woody. Alan Woody and Warren Haynes would go on to form the group Government Mule, which Warren Haynes is still very much a focal point in. And again, we are remembering Dickie Betts on this episode of Strange Currency, as he passed away on April 18th at the age of 80. We'll take a short break right now, and when we come back, we'll hear music from his solo career when he recorded an album under the name Richard Betts.